Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The machine's working against Sean Myers today. To the dozens of you who texted in that we had the "Are You Smarter Than a Plumber" music rolling the entire last break, we know there's nothing we could do. Couldn't get the darn thing to end.
Nope.
And now the 540 music has inserted itself at 8. The computers, they're rising up against all of us.
Yes. It's only a matter of time for this to happen.
That's right.
And now, look at it.
And what a way for it to go. I mean, trying to sabotage the best morning show in the damn market here. Trying to take us out.
Mm-hmm. Very, very peculiar. This is the day that the machines want to backfire.
I would rather them come after us than the voting booths.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps we're the test guinea pig here. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We are joined now by 93.7 The Fan's own and Post-Gazette columnist Jason Mackey. Good morning to you, Jason. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I thought there would be no politics, though. Don't be dragging politics into this.
Oh, there's no politics. It's just the machines are rising up and sabotaging our radio program this morning. All right, the NFL trade deadline today at 4 p.m. Jason, if the Steelers come up empty, if they don't get a wide receiver, if they don't get help anyplace, should Omar Khan come under fire here?
Criticized, yes. Under fire, no. I mean, they're still 6-2. I think people will be upset if he doesn't do anything, but I think it would probably be a little undeserved. It would be a little bit harsh. I want him to do something. I mean, I think they have areas of need. You guys are probably talking about them. I don't know how you can't get a wide receiver, whether that's Darius Slayton or somebody else. And the number of guys that they've checked on without getting one to land, it's unbelievable. It's almost Pirates-like in terms of finishing as the runner-up.
That's what I just said the last segment, Jason.
Really?
I'm starting to think, okay, do they really want a guy, or do they just want us to think that they're close to getting a guy?
Yeah, it's like always a bridesmaid, never a bride. Like sooner or later, one of these things has to pop, man. And I mean, I know Jerry had a piece yesterday about, they're not just looking at wide receivers, which is, good and fair, and I hope that's true. Defensive line is another place that I think is probably not being talked about as much as it should in terms of adding depth and this being an opportunity to do it. But I know wide receivers the headline. I can't guarantee they're going to get anybody, but man, they've checked on a lot of guys. I'm surprised they didn't get one.
Who's the best fit? I asked Jeff Hathorn this in the last hour. Who's the best fit if they were to get a guy at the wide receiver spot? Who would you be like, okay, like that guy is going to make a huge impact?
DeAndre Hopkins. Oh, wait, he's gone. Crap. Darius Slayton, I think, would probably be my pick at this point. We talked about this before. Adam, you and I were texting about this. I don't understand why there's not more smoke around Tyler Boyd. To me, he fits the skill set, the acquisition price. I can't speak enough for what Tennessee is willing to do, whatever. But in terms of the guys who are out there on teams going nowhere, who I think would fit the offense, Slayton would be my guy.
If the Steelers don't get a guy, can they win the division? Can they win a playoff game? I mean, I think those are the questions Omar Khan has to be asking himself. And so, in turn, Jason, I ask you those questions.
Yeah, I mean, I have my doubts. I do. Maybe they can win a division. I don't think it's deep enough. I really don't. And I feel bad being negative saying that. But I worry about the depth. If there's an injury to George Pickens, my goodness. I mean, neither of those guys are number ones. I'm not sure they're number twos. You know, if there's an injury to one of those guys, like, where did they turn? And then I watched Baltimore's offense on Sunday doing what they did, and they went out and got better and added Deontay Johnson. Like, my answer is probably no. I don't think they have enough to win the division. I think the second half of the schedule is going to be awfully difficult for them. And, you know, I worry about the ability to win a playoff game if they have an injury to a wide receiver.
Who's going to make the biggest impact on defense this second half of the season?
You can't say what.
I know. I feel like that's Alex Highsmith, I guess. Is that too cliche, too? I feel like we haven't seen nearly his best ball. I think he's finally getting back healthy and into form. I'm trying to think. You know, Cam's been pretty good, so I feel like that's a cop-out. I'm mystified by why Micah Fitzpatrick is not creating more turnovers and splash and all that stuff. That's surprising to me.
What about Cam Sutton?
I don't know if I want to go on. I don't think so, Doran. I don't see it, man. I think he's going to play, but I don't know if he's going to make more of an impact than Alex Highsmith. Like, are they suddenly just going to, like, screw Beanie Bishop to the bench? I don't see that happening. I think you probably integrate Sutton in there some way. I think he helps them, but I just don't see a path to, like, regular playing time and a bunch of production. What about you guys?
Well, I want to get into this in long form coming up at 9 o'clock because we've talked about wide receiver. I think the second half of the season lies on the defense. And you got a bunch of guys making a lot of money, and so far so good statistically, but we're all seeing cracks. Like, Jason, let me turn this around here. Like, I think it might need to be Minka Fitzpatrick, but we haven't seen Minka take the football away since the penultimate week of the season 2 years ago. Are they getting enough from that guy? Are they getting enough out of the highest paid defense in the NFL?
They probably aren't, Adam. Through 8 games, like, the defense has been good. You can look at numbers and they've done, you know, largely what's expected. I look at their second half schedule, man, and some of the quarterbacks they're playing, and you're right. They are going to need to turn these guys over. Like, Jaden Daniels, okay, he's first out of the chute, but we're looking at 2 games against Lamar Jackson, 2 games against Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts on the docket, Patrick Mahomes. Like, this is something I'm going to get into a little bit later today on my own forum and a column form, but the defense needs to be able to turn these guys over, make them uncomfortable, not just pressure them into things, but, you know, get the ball back, be dominant. I think they can, but yeah, you're right. A lot of that centers around Minka Fitzpatrick and doing what he, you know, has kind of been unable to do in the past 18 games or whatever for the Steelers.
Zach Frazier, he'll be back, right? Cordarrelle Patterson probably will be backed out of the players being back and healthy coming out of the bye week. Who makes the biggest impact there?
I think the train might have left the station a little bit with Cordarrelle Patterson. So I'd probably go Zach Frazier, Doran. And that's not to say Ryan McCollum hasn't been serviceable at center. I think he has. It's actually surprisingly so. But the way Najee has been running, the way Jaylen Warren has been running, the groove that running game has found without Patterson, I mean, I could see them, you know, getting him involved for 3-4 carries. And maybe he's a kickoff guy. It's nothing to, you know, against Cordarrelle Patterson, but, you know, as far as the impact, I don't know if we've appreciated enough what Zach Frazier was in the first half, man. I was looking at Pro Football Focus over the bye week, and I couldn't believe Creed Humphrey was the only one better. And I'm not talking, you know, just centers. Just absolutely dominant first 8 games. Really surprising to see out of a West Virginia product, frankly.
I agree. I agree.
Go to hell. All right, Jason. Are you going to the Tomlin press conference today?
I am not. No. I got to write something else.
If you were.
Yeah.
Because I'm not moving off my spot because you said the West Virginia thing. If you were, what's the most burning question that he should be asked today in his press conference?
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight.
Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Most burning question he should be asked today.
Burning.
What is your assessment of Minkah Fitzpatrick, Ben, over the first 8 games, and how do you get him involved to do more? What Cam Sutton's role is going to be, although I believe he's been asked that, if not the coordinators have at least been asked that. You know, and I'm not saying wide receiver because it's going to be before the deadline falls. And, you know, somebody should be asked about that. Omar will be asked about that. And that's the most burning topic with the Steelers, right? Like whether they do something or whether they don't. But I've covered a few of these things in hockey and Major League Baseball, and I do try to caution people against reacting to something that hasn't happened. So I don't know if I would list that as the most burning thing. But yeah, the defense, second half, splash, Minkah, that whole amalgamation of things is probably where I'd go.
I like it. Mackie, you're working on a lot. We can't wait to read it in the Post-Gazette. Appreciate you coming on, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
You guys are the best. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
We are the best. Jason Mackie,
we are
of the Post-Gazette. I am having a rip-roaring text debate with Joe Starkey right now.
About what? Who knows? Oh, my God. What are you two talking about?
Well, this isn't personal. It's just a sports debate. I mean, he seems to think that Penn State and Pitt should have the same expectations every year in college football, and I just vehemently disagree with that.
Well, they should. Everybody should have the same expectation. That's to win the national championship, but to be realistic, that's where it's actually at.
Yeah.
And you have to be realistic about where you're at as a program, and you have to have goals of where you want to get to. Okay, fine, but being realistic and, you know, having goals and having fantasies are two different things. Everybody should – I mean, Akron should want to – Their goal should be to win a national championship.
Yeah, of course. But so Pitt wins the ACC, and then they win 9 games, and then they have a really bad year last year. And then they're undefeated through 7 weeks, and they're sitting here at 7-1. That's one elite season, one really good season, a horrific year, and then what is tracking to be another very good year. I don't think Pitt's going to win the ACC every year. Like, they're just not. Does Clemson? No.
No.
Does Florida State? Look what's happening to them this year. I'm just wondering what the expectation should be for Pitt. Like, the way I view it, you win an ACC once every 4 years. You're in the college football playoff then, ipso facto, once every 4 years.
Right.
I think Pitt fans should be okay with that. You don't want to bottom out at 3-9 ever. I get that. Totally understand. That's unacceptable. I think that clearly, though, looks like the outlier for Pat Narduzzi. So what I'm saying is 7-8 wins. You know, 3 out of 4 years.
You should be in the top 20 every year.
Okay, that's fair too. I'm fine with that.
That's the expectation.
That.
And then whatever happens from there, if it's good, all right, then you take it. But you should the line should be top 20.
Well, he says, you know, it's professional sports, and I agree. But it's not the NFL. The NFL's got an even playing field. The NFL's got a salary cap.
Right.
College football doesn't.
Right.
College football is much more like Major League Baseball. So the Pirates, every year, their expectations, okay, internally, hey, you want to win a World Series, fine, whatever. They can't do what the Yankees do. They can't do what the Dodgers do. You know, Pitt can't spend the money the way that Georgia can. That's just a fact of life, the way Ohio State can. Ohio State gets better talent than Penn State. It's just the way that it is. And I think it's much more analogous to Major League Baseball than it is the National Football League.
I think that was very evident in ways on Saturday. You know, SMU has deep, deep pockets, and they spent over $10 million in right. getting guys this year, and it was very evident. And that's nothing against the Pitt players, but they got guys from Alabama, they got guys from Georgia, they got guys from Oklahoma, they had 33 transfers, they had like 18 on offense. or maybe 18 on defense. And it was somewhat evident whenever you watched that game Saturday.
SMU has a massive donor base, oil money, and then stock traders. So much so that they joined the ACC without taking a dollar of TV money.
They paid into it.
Right. They paid into it, and then on the football field, they understood the assignment. Hey, if we're going to get in there, we got to spend the money to be good. And I don't, $10 million NIL, like, how many schools are really doing that? I mean, Ohio State reportedly upwards of $20 million. Now, every school is going to have to do it with 20-ish because you're going to have to do 20% of your athletic revenue, right? But that's not going to preclude the NIL folks from still getting involved. So everyone's going to be getting paid their $20 million bucks or whatever, and that's going to be dispersed. But the NIL game is still going to exist.
Absolutely.
We have a breaking trade in the NFL. We'll get to that coming up next. And I'm reading very, very long texts from Joe Starkey all break long. We'll tell you what that deal is when we come back. Fan text line brought to you by Eggersteiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Right now, it's a Sean Myers headline.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.